but how is it that we could get the money but still respect nature?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm also trying to follow my personal path, which is deepening my understanding of nature, deepening the spiritual quest. And so I, in the process, acquired a piece of land, and I said, you know, if only I had a piece of land, I could put my talk to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we went to bless the, so I really wanted to do it according to what I had learned from all the indigenous communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to bless the land, which was traditionally the norm, even in my culture, the Kikuyu people. Then I realized all cultures did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's during that blessing when the elders came that one elder gifted me two traditional log hives from the Mukogodo forest.
Mm.
He's called Nkapilil Olesopuko. And when he brought them, I was like, what have you done? What is this, you know? And he said, oh, just shut up, you silly girl. This is the best gift you'll ever get.
Mm.
And you will always remember that. And I didn't see it at the time. And yet here I was saying I'm connecting with nature, but I had never thought about bees.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I was more on the line of trees, and I had really immersed myself into indigenous trees. I was learning them. I was beginning to connect with the indigenous trees, busy photographing, collecting seeds, finding out their uses. And so he brought the hives, and before he left, he installed them. And then I realized he had a ritual that he did, and he says, come, we have to do a ritual to pray for that the bees come, that they will like these new hives. And then the bees occupied the hives, and then again I relapsed and I forgot about them. And then he showed up again 6 months later, and he said, have you checked your hives? And I said, oh no, I just watch the bees come and go. I'm scared of them. What if they sting me?
Mm.
And so we then harvested the first harvest, and I was really touched to see how much honey the bees had been making while I was just what it seemed like I was doing. I was just mucking about or roaming around aimlessly. So that really hit me, and I thought, my God, these little creatures, they work day and night, day and night, just doing their thing quietly and living in harmony with nature. They don't cut down trees, they don't over drain the water systems, they don't scatter the environment with plastic, the honey doesn't go bad. So I started the quest now to understand bees, and I started reading up on bees. And it's at that point that I saw the question that the communities had been asking about money or prosperity come into play.